Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So death.
Another great show planned for you. You guys, look, if you're not on global14.com, I know I say this, you're probably like, man, this heifer says this every damn show. But look, I'm being serious. If you're not on global14.com, you are missing a whole bunch of shit. You guys are missing out. Forget Twitter. Definitely forget Facebook. Global 14 is where it's at. All right. If you haven't seen it, matter of fact, on Twitter right now at G14 Radio, that's G14 Radio. I just posted the whole schedule for the G14 and 14 tour dates, all right? There's new dates. The official start date is now October 31st through November 13th, all right? Everything shifted today from the original dates. So, once again, sorry about that, but right now we have the official dates. The kickoff is in Chicago, all right? So check out those dates, all right? Look, if you don't want to miss out, get your tickets. My tickets are already in order. Like, go to global14.com for updates. Check out both Twitter pages as well if you need the whole complete, you know, schedule. So let us know if you need anything from us, too, as well. All right, JD will be in Vegas tonight at Trist. Go check him out. Don't forget, you know, lifers, throw your L's up, support us, let everybody know this is a Global 14 takeover. This is a lifer takeover, all right? All right, for the quickies for the day, researchers report a positive result in this new vaccine for malaria, you guys. Okay, some of you are probably asking, okay, what is malaria? Malaria is a disease that is caused by a parasite. It infects the red blood cells. It's transmitted through an infected mosquito. What I was trying to figure out myself was how in the hell does the mosquito get it, but I ain't have time for all of that. But the bottom line is in Africa, where most of the cases are found, it's a mosquito that bites a person and injects the malaria parasite into that person's blood. Okay, for the CDC, which is the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, reported in 2009, you guys, 800,000 people died from malaria, and 90% of those were African children. As a result of this new vaccine that they've been, you know, testing on people and the younger kids, which is crazy, it's 50% of the kids, especially 5 years and younger, there's been a 50% decrease in malaria. And also it being spread. You guys, this is huge. Unfortunately, you guys are probably wondering, okay, when are they going to start giving this to everyone? But they can't really, and then they're hoping that it could roll out probably in 2014. You guys, these vaccines take, you know, they take trials, and they need people to test it on, and, you know, but the bottom line is it's showing a lot of progress and a lot of promise, all right? So definitely keep your eyes out on this. This is great news. All right, I know everybody has heard about this today. Gaddafi has been killed. People all over the world are celebrating his death. I have a personal story. I was raised in Germany, and in 1986, when the U.S. bombed Libya, you guys, I was 10 years old, okay, having to show my ID card to go to elementary school was a bit much. But this is what happens when you're overseas and, you know, stuff like this pops off. You know, we had tanks parked on our football fields and outside the school. That's how we had to go to school for a while. I can't remember how long it was, but it was for a good while. We had, you know, soldiers guarding the neighborhood and everything else. So definitely I do remember when this popped off, okay? So, you guys, some people don't think it's polite to celebrate someone's death, but definitely a lot of people are happy, and they're saying this man, the way he ruled the country, he took away a lot of their rights, which I think, you know, if you guys read up on how he ruled his country, I think you guys will see that we sometimes take for granted our freedoms in the U.S. So definitely just don't look into him being killed. Look at how he ruled his country. All right? Then, funny story, I love Adam Levine, you guys. I love Maroon 5. I love him even more for cussing out Fox News. He said on Twitter, "Dear Fox News, don't play our music on your evil fucking channel ever again. Thank you." Of course, Fox News fired back, but who cares about them? But, you know, at the same time, it's cool when we can see stuff like this because, you know, a lot of us don't like Fox News. But, hey, Adam Levine, let it be known, he doesn't even want his music played. You know, all kinds of shit pops off on Twitter all the time. It's even funnier because you get to see a lot of the celebs who we would think wouldn't actually step out of character, and they do on Twitter. Shit happens. Jeezy, do you think someone will ever invent something easier to use other than Twitter? Because Twitter kind of like, Twitter is an easy tool for everyone to just say what the hell they have to say in a quick second. What do you think?
Yeah, I really don't think it can get much simpler than Twitter. I mean, as simple as it is, that also means it lacks some features, but I really like Twitter because it's, in a way, it's kind of like just a, it, for me, it's where I put all my random thoughts in my head. For those of you that follow me, if you haven't noticed, sometimes people are like, what the hell are you talking about?
Right.
That's why I like it. I just like it's where I can put all the random thoughts in my head, but I don't see it getting much simpler than that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. If someone comes with something better, I will be very surprised.
Yes. And John Singleton, an Oscar-nominated director, he's suing Paramount Pictures and MTV Films for a minimum of $20 million under his claim that his studio breached a 2005 contract. Singleton alleges that the company has reneged on a promise to finance and distribute two of his films in exchange for distribution rights to Hustle and Flow and Black Snake Moon. Singleton says that he sold the rights to Hustle and Flow for a reduced $9 million fee in exchange for their promise to back and greenlight two forthcoming features budgeted on or under $3.5 million with other companies and thus negatively impacted him financially. In response to Singleton's suit, Paramount issued a statement today. Paramount was not hoping that John Singleton would produce Paramount was hoping that John Singleton would produce two more pictures before his agreement with our studio ended in 2010. But that did not happen. Instead, he went on to direct Abduction for Lionsgate. Paramount fulfilled all of its obligations, and its claims have absolutely no merit. How do you feel about all that, Crush?
That statement was cut and dry. What it's saying is, you know, pretty much it's almost like, okay, you missed out, homie. You didn't produce those films before the time, you know, in the contract. So, yeah, I definitely would like to see more about this because they pretty much, that statement was a strong statement. So it was clear.
Yeah, he has no argument.
Right, yeah. So I definitely want to see what comes out of this. All right, you guys, our boy MC Hammer is launching his own search engine, you guys. Okay, Hammer has rolled out a search engine that he hopes will outperform Google, Bing, and other established tools that are out there. Maybe he really is too legit to quit, but if you guys, okay, first of all, you can't beat Google, all right? If he beats Google, I will throw on some old-ass high yellow hammer pants and some patent leather shoes with the gold tip. Get the fuck out of here. Like, Hammer, if you can do better than Google, I'll do some strange things. I'm about to choke saying that. Either way, you guys, I can't see it. But anyways, the project is called Wire Do. All right, Wire Do Do maybe, but Wire Do. He said he's been working on this for 2 years, meaning it's still in pre-beta. Hammer said, you know, that he said at the conference that he will make his search tool better than Google. All right, so he claims it's going to have a deeper search ability. Yo, let me tell you something about deep search ability. I Googled spread my butt cheeks apart, and in 0.3 seconds, I got about 943,000 results. You can't get any deeper than that, buddy. Good luck, Hammer. All right, and then also, everyone is falling in love with Siri. Okay, I might be a little jealous because my BlackBerry can't talk to me, and the world is having a lot of fun without me, so I'm not, you know, too happy about that part. But this Heffa is apparently a whole lot of fun and is making a lot of people happy. And she's also a smart ass. So I found a couple of hilarious responses from her over the net. One guy asked, "Who's your daddy?" And Siri's answer was, "You are. Can we get back to work now?" Beezy, that shit is funny, yo.
Yeah, and somebody asked, "Can you murder someone for me?" And Siri answered, "I found 3 mental health agencies. 2 of them are not far from you." That is funny. And then the funnier part was it named the health agencies.
That's funny, yo. She's hilarious.
Yeah, and then another question was, somebody asked it, "Will you marry me?" And Siri answered, "Let's just be friends, okay?" So I'm assuming that constitutes a one night stand, but I'll let the lifers be the judge of that.
All right. Yo, Siri is off the chain. Another one was, of course, you know, I guess one of the things that I was wondering too is like when they came up with Siri, I'm wondering how many people sat in a room and they came up with these concepts and how they actually built her answers, or, you know, they probably anticipated all these different questions being asked, so I wonder how they came about. But the other question that I found was someone asked, "What is the best phone?" And then Siri goes, "Wait, there are other phones?" Yo, you guys, Siri is dope. I have to admit it, Siri is dope. I have a BlackBerry, and that's all I'm going to say. I wish Renita was on live right now because we can go back and forth, but either way, I give it to iPhone Siri is dope. All right, so if you have any questions or comments about a quickie today, call in now. We would love to hear from you, 760-913-4119. Let's take a quick commercial break. Then we will get into our topic of the day.
Something missing in the champagne you've been sipping. I suppose I make you different all the time. It's starting to feel like the wrong thing to do, girl. Comes with all that recognition. It gets hard for you to listen to the things that I'ma say to make you mine. But live, girl. Have some fun, girl. We'll be fine. I'm trying to convince myself I found one. Making the mistake I never learned from. I swear I always fall for your touch, yeah. For your touch, tell me. your type.
I just can't explain it, she needs
all for your type.
Falling for me like you. You tell me all the things that the last one said, and you buy me all the same things too. Every time I feel like this is different, you turn around and prove me wrong, SMH once again.
Oh, you are.
I feel like I'm hurt. Will I ever get around?
What's up, people? Welcome back. All right, you guys, we have a very heavy topic today. Negotiated infidelity. This is going to be fun. All right, so National Geographic had a show on, and they featured Australian couple Holly Hill, who was actually a former mistress, and her boyfriend, Phil Dean. Deezy, I know you watch the show too, so how do you feel about this negotiated infidelity?
Man, I don't know. Me, I wouldn't put up with this shit. I think it's all fucked up. I know. How weird. Okay. For those, I'm not sure too many people have seen this, but I know that you watched it. And there's a scene when the guy that the girl's about to hook up with, and then the boyfriend, and then the mistress, they're all sitting there eating dinner. Like, how awkward does that have to be for the guy that's just visiting? Like, he's sitting there, oh, I'm going to fuck your wife later. And then the guy's just, what's the other guy thinking? Wow, this guy's about to go in my bedroom. Like, I at least hope the wife has enough respect to wash the sheets.
Yo. Yeah, that part was kind of strange to me. But did you see the look on dude's face, though?
Oh, yeah. The one guy, when the guy that came to hook up with girlfriend, where he had the smirk on his face while walking back in the bedroom, and then the husband, he just picks up a magazine and sits in the family room like nothing's going on.
Right.
Like, what?
Yo. To me, that sounds like dude is pussy whooped, because the way that that went down, you guys, you have to watch it. The way that that went down, I was just like, awkward. Hey, but still, you know what? A lot of people are not, you know, shooting down this negotiated infidelity or this open relationship thing. I know many stars are said to be having this relationship, open relationship thing. To name one A-list couple would be Will and Jada. You know, they are allegedly having an open relationship. You know, I don't know, you guys, but do you think that this works, Jeezy? Do you think that this is the only way a woman can keep her man?
You know, I actually don't. I think it's an excuse, if anything. Like, I mean, really, the way I feel, if you need to go find somebody else to go have sex with, like, I feel like you're truly not meant for that other person, and you can't, you know what I mean? Like, you don't really value them that much, like, you have that thought in your head, you just want to go have sex with all these other people. So I think it's an excuse, if anything, for somebody to go out and go get with somebody else.
Yeah, I agree with you. I really do agree with you because I don't see why someone would just come through the door and just say, okay, this is what it is. But then again, if you start dating someone in the beginning, and which people should be doing in the first place, is really getting to know someone, if that person mentions open relationship status and stuff like that, then I really think that, you know, they're giving you a chance to make a choice on whether or not, you know, you want to be with them or not. It's hard to find stats on this because it's taboo, people. I mean, people are doing it. I did a Google search, once again, and hammer, take a hint, Google search, homie, and found out all kinds of groups and forums and articles and blogs are talking about this. And one woman mentioned her husband wanted to be able to step outside of the marriage 3 times a week. I'm just thinking that if he's planning this and saying, okay, like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I want to be able to go do my thing, that means he's definitely looking forward to it. So this is, it's not, to me, that was just really crazy. In another forum, oh, actually, she actually replied. She said, what the hell you married me for then? And then in another forum, another woman said she felt like a prostitute in her own home. But what's so crazy is reading in these forums, and you guys, when you look at some of these forums and you read these forums, these are actually real people. And this lady said that the reason why she felt that way, because she really didn't want him to step outside of the marriage, but she stayed and allowed him to do this just because she didn't want to lose him. So, yeah, okay, I see why you feel like a prostitute. But let me just say this on the flip side, you guys. I have heard women say because her and her husband are away from each other on business trips all the time, it's like a nonverbal agreement. I've heard this being said, a nonverbal agreement that says as long as her husband doesn't bring any bugs or babies home, she's cool. You guys, so as you just heard, as long as he doesn't bring any bugs or babies home, she is cool with whatever he does. So once again, homie, like in that case, with being apart all the time, do you think it would be okay then?
You know, I am not ever negotiating shit. There's never going. I would never put up with that shit. I kind of understand though. You know, I kind of really do understand where they're coming from. You know, one of them gets frustrated, or both of them gets frustrated. But I mean, if you truly love the person, I really feel like you wouldn't even have the desire to go get with anybody else. In all honesty, that's how I really feel. But I don't think it's ever okay to have some kind of agreement where you just go around and have sex with other people. Like, if you want to do that, why don't you just stay single?
Right, right. Hey, lifers, if you're listening in right now, call in and let us know how you feel about this. 760-913-4119. I would love to hear what everyone has to say. Let's check the chat room real quick. So anyway, it looks like we have Ash and Onyx. Ash said to Onyx, come on, Onyx, you don't want to be the sideline chick. And she says, no, it's not okay at all. And Brian, Bruce definitely is agreeing with you as well. I mean, you guys call in or join the chat. We're definitely talking about this issue. Negotiated infidelity. It should not be okay. It might be when people say it's okay. Like I said, it's a taboo subject. What can we say about it? All right, well, let's take another quick commercial break, and then we will be back with tonight's Spilled Tea and the G Report. Stand by.
You know song ain't song without remix, babe. You know song ain't song without remix, babe. You know a song ain't song without remix, babe.
You got the wrong one if you think I ain't going out. Used to be the only girl in there, what think about? I got a couple girls on call, I'ma bring them out. Imagine City stripper, huh? So that's what this all about. I'm in the club doing my two-step. I put about 8 bras already, I'm just getting my feet wet. But I ain't even knocking your style, cause I be here all day trying to count how many girls want fast. Ooh, do you want a ball? What you doing and all that? But look, do you know you making yourself look bad? If dude got a problem, better tell him to fall back. I'm blowing real big in VIP, yeah, that loud pack. See, it's me and Chris in here, so you know it's real thick in here. Better get your girl, cause your bitch in here. Trying to see how many I can fit in my my Lambo. I never go raw, cause it's strapped like Rambo. Bad.
Together was amazing. I was so proud to call you my baby. But then all bad times started to outweigh the good times. And I knew it wouldn't be long before I had to move on. Boy, don't try now that I'm gone. You already had your chance to be my man. Would you please stop calling my phone? I'm about to change my number once again. What? I wish you best of luck. I ain't gonna think about you.
I'm not looking for luck. Please go,
please go.
Tell everybody it's bottles or nuts. So drink on.
Drink on.
I just wanna have a good time and keep you off my mind while I'm with the shorty I like.
While I'm up in the club, really turned up. I ain't gonna think about you.
You mad cause I caught you slipping. And now you hanging out with that.
I'm thinking about you tonight.
You mad cause I caught you slipping. And now you hanging out with that.
I caught your.
All right, you guys, we are back. Right now, we're about to get into the spilt tea. What's up, Renita?
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Are you saying that right? You know, don't have people calling in saying that you don't know Spanish.
I said, hola, ¿cómo estás? I know I said that right. All my Spanish-speaking lifers, please educate Crush, because I know I said that right. You know I'm international with my filthy.
All right. What you got for us?
What's going on, lifers? So Taraji P. Henson will soon be eyeing up a Grammy. Apparently, Taraji was recently on a red carpet, and she confirmed that she signed a record deal. She didn't say with who yet, but it's definitely a go. And if you haven't heard her sing, make sure you check out Hustle and Flow. And I thought in a movie she sounded pretty good. So I think, you know, with some backing, she could, like, really, really come out with some good music. What do you think, Crush? I think she, you know, could do it.
Yeah, I mean, anything's possible. She's definitely a great actress, so.
Yeah, so I wish her the best of luck. No NBA because of KJ? Well, that's what a leak in the NBA offices is saying. NBA management says progress was being made towards ending the labor dispute until Kevin Garnett showed up on October 4th acting a fool. Man, I really hope this isn't true because I'm ready for my basketball, and I'm really mad that it's not back yet. But apparently, the Celtics baller was described as being defiant, determined, and downright ornery. The leak even said, an official said, we were making progress until Garnett blanked everything up. So I don't know. That sounds kind of, I hope that's not true. I'm ready for NBA. Y'all stop playing. Come back. Keisha Cole's sister, Nefi, is working on her own reality show. The promo video is popping up all over the net. I didn't realize she had so many kids, though. She has a lot of kids. The promo video looks like it's shot with a handheld camera, so I'm not quite sure if she's pitching this to network or if it's coming to network, but I'll keep you updated on that. My baby daddy, Idris Elba, ooh, Lord have mercy, put on his executive producer hat for a brand new web series called Milk and Honey. You can also find Lance Gross and Debbie Allen starring in that project. And can I just say, oh, Lord, one more time, Crush, you know. Woo! What do you think of him as Bond?
Yeah,
you
I
think he's
gonna
I want him as Bond.
No, I thought that they said someone else was gonna be Bond.
Well, you know, things change. Look,
okay,
until
well,
the movie
you know.
Shot
well, look.
I'm saying, until the movie shot, I'm still, he's my Bond. I don't care who y'all put up there. He is Bond. That
yeah,
is
he's
your
a man. He's a man's man. Idris is a man's man. That's my personal opinion. I love his accent as well, so, hey.
Mm-hmm. And our kids would be gorgeous. This is your girl, Renita, with your spilled tea for the day on Real Talk on Global 14 Radio. You can also catch me on Global 14. I'm at Rock and Rolla, R-O-K-K-N-R-O-L-L-A.
All right, you guys. Well, thank you, Renita, for the spill tea of the day. All right, let's get into the G Report with my boy Jeezy. What's up? What you got for World in Tech today?
For our first story of the day, two senators, one from New York Democrat, Charles Schumer, and Utah Republican, Mike Lee, are putting together and are about to announce a plan they have both come up with. Their plan consists of a foreign home buyers making a residential cash purchase costing $500,000 or more, and in exchange for them making this home purchase, they will get a visa. Applicants can spend the entire amount on one house or spend as little as $250,000 on a residence and invest the rest in other residential real estate.
Hmm.
How do you feel about that, Crush?
That sounds like a good idea.
Definitely boost home sales, but they definitely set the bar up there with a cash purchase at $250,000.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you have it to spend, hey, especially if you're a veteran, some vets might want to check that out because we get VA loans and stuff and we get certificates. So that might be something that some people might want to check that out.
In Tennessee, the owner of a Grand Resort Hotel, the owner, Kenneth Seaton, it's in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, actually, he's suing a website, TripAdvisor, for $10 million after his property topped the site's list of dirtiest hotels in the U.S. earlier this year. Seaton is suing because he wants compensated for all the lost business. Currently, the hotel's TripAdvisor listing shows 281 reviews, and out of that, 206 rate the hotel as terrible. The lawsuit contends that the site uses a rating system that is flawed and inconsistent and distorts actual performance and perspective. To me, it sounds like somebody's just pissed off that their hotel is really that shitty.
Right. Right.
I mean, how are you going to get mad at the website for having horrible customer service?
Hey, there's some hotels, man, there's some hotels, man, you can tell they don't really change the sheet. They just fix up the bed and keep it pushing. Sometimes I think people, when you go and get into a hotel, matter of fact, during the Global 14 and 14 tour, if you guys are, you know, going ahead and renting out a hotel room or whatever, you're reserving hotel. When you get in a hotel room, pull back everything all the way down to the bottom of the seat. Trust me, most of the time that I do that, I sound like, okay, I need to change rooms or something because it just don't look right. So definitely try that out and see what you guys find if you pull all the sheets back. All
right. Yeah, I mean, I was in a hotel once, and it was absolutely disgusting. It wasn't my room, but a couple rooms down from me. It was like a school event they were having or whatever. So, like, we had a couple whole floors rented out, and it wasn't the nicest place. But I had a friend, and they found spoons and razor blades, and one person even found a crack pipe. So,
what?
I'm not even kidding. They found spoons. It was amazing how many spoons they found. And interesting enough, the hotel got condemned a year later.
Ooh.
So, go figure that one.
Yeah, that's nasty.
And McDonald's announced that they're going to have their own network. So far, it's undecided if it's just going to be in-store, if they're going to try to actually get their own network on big stations such as Verizon, AT&T. Other things like that, maybe, I don't know what you have locally, but that's what I have here. And I found this out from a professor I have. He received a press release. And the McDonald's are going to play local sports events. They're going to have movie previews, heartwarming human interest stories along to go with their McFries. And I thought this was very interesting that they're just expanding even more. And as much McDonald's actually being one of the wealthiest companies out there, it'll be interesting to see how much control they can get over a TV network.
Yeah, I would definitely want to see that too. And I don't know. I don't know how well that's going to go over.
I didn't either.
I can't see that happen. Like, because people are already complaining about, you know, the fast food restaurants and how they're, you know, pretty much contributing to the obesity in America right now. And to have them with their own network promoting that shit all day, yeah, I don't know how that's going to go over.
Yeah, it would be very interesting. I know they just they have somewhere out in L.A. Apparently they're starting from scratch and hired 1,200 people total for everything. So we'll see in the next few months when this starts to roll out how everything pans.
Right. Yeah, I definitely want to see that too. Keep us posted on that.
That's all I
I said keep us posted on that.
Oh, definitely. If he says anything more, if I see or hear anything more, I definitely will bring it up again because I think it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
That is all I have for you, though, today on the G-Report.
Okay. Well, Ryan, thank you so much. Once again, you guys, another great show. I want to thank everyone who's in the chat room right now. I want to thank our guests. Tomorrow is fucking Friday. That's all we can say. So tomorrow we got a whole bunch of great, crazy stories. We're going to have a very crazy story for you guys as far as our topic. The topic is going to be bananas. Definitely call in tomorrow. Call in with anything you want to, anything you want to mention, if you want to clown somebody. Call in. We'd love to hear from you. Anything that happened during the week that was just stupid, call us in tomorrow for fucking Fridays. All right, closing, let's go ahead and, you know, thank JD as usual. Without him, this wouldn't be possible. I want to thank our listeners once again. You can find us on global14.com and Twitter at global14 and at G14 Radio. That is G14 Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Global 14 Radio. LTL for life. Good night.
So death.